Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us, and those that will be listening to the recording and later on this lesson of our youth study. I will place it in the room for those that are not able to see the screen. They could be able to open their link and bring it down so you can be able to read the story with us as well. Just give me a few seconds, dear ones, and then I can be able to place it in the room. But before we begin our youth study, we will ask one of the elders or brothers and sisters that would like to pray before we begin our reading.
So we bow our heads. Mike. Yes. Loving Father in heaven, we ask your presence, your blessing to be with us this morning as we enter into the youth and adult Sabbath school lesson. Be with us, give us understanding, and make us a blessing to others. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are going to be able to continue where it begins. So it was with every other one of God's requirement. But before we begin, we are going to reread the paragraph before that we can have an idea to continue. Who would like to take the paragraph right above? Page 145, it begins, "But the Lord in his great mercy is ready to forgive as he said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse." Who would like to continue, dear one?
I can take that. "But the Lord in his great mercy is ready to forgive, and he says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and ye shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." And this is taken from Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 through 12.
So who would like to take the continuing paragraph?
So, I've lost my place. You've taken your mark. Oh, there it is. So it is with every other one of God's requirements. All his gifts are promised on condition of obedience. God has a heaven full of blessings for those who will cooperate with him. All who obey him may with confidence claim the fulfillment of his promises. You know, I heard a story one time, a minister or someone was telling the story of a person who was taken to heaven and was being shown around by the angel. And as he was going around, he says, "What's that building over there?" And the angel says, "You don't want to see that building." "What do you mean I don't want to see it? You don't want to see that building. Why?" "That's the building that's where God stores the blessings that he wanted to give his people, but they never asked for them." And so the man was very interested. He ran over there to the building, and he went inside, and he looked down the line until he found his name. And he was astonished at all the blessings that God wanted to have given him that he never asked for. It says, ask and it shall be given you. And he didn't ask for blessings, and he didn't get them. Kind of a neat little story.
Continuing the reading. But we must show a firm, undeviating trust in God. Often he delays to answer us in order to try our faith and to test the genuineness of our desire. Having asked according to his word, we should believe his promise and press our petitions with a determination that will not be denied. Amen. I was just asking the question in my mind as the before paragraph was being read, where it says, so it is with every other one of God's requirements that all his gifts are promised on condition of obedience. And so sometimes when I pray or when I ask the Lord, let your will be done or according to your perfect will or, you know, and it doesn't come through. My question is it because I'm not being obedient? Is it because I'm doing something wrong? Is it because that, I'm missing something? Is it my faith is not as strong as to why things, feel like they're not being answered? But here in this, paragraph, an answer was given. But we must show a firm, undeviating trust in God. Often he delays our answers in order to try our faith or test our genuineness. And oftentimes we time box things and we put God in a box on how we're supposed to be answered and when we're supposed to be answered. And it causes us to be doubtful instead of faithful. So that was a blessing to be able to see that answer to that question.
While you were sharing, what was brought to my mind was trust and obey. The hymn that says trust and obey. If we are trying to become obedient, then if things doesn't happen, then we have to trust God. When our gift is given, we don't force the giver. We don't ask what is it that is given. So if we can pray and ask the Lord, if we're waiting for that gift, the only thing we have to trust that he's faithful. I know when I had asked the Lord for something and I got it right away, I was kind of a little bit startled because then I didn't know what to do with it. Because I also had to be able to ask the Lord to give me wisdom. Because sometimes he want to bless us, but we do not have the maturity at the time. Or we don't have the wisdom. So he also have to give us the instruction for those gifts as well. And that's where I can relate to now. Is whatever it is that you want me to have, Father, you know exactly what it is. Because sometimes we do ask for it. We think that it's going to make us happy at the time. And then we realize that we still have that same feeling. And it wasn't the gift. It was really our condition. Who would like to take the following paragraph? We are in 145, paragraph 3, where it begins, God does not say, ask once.
God does not say, sorry, go ahead, Darren.
Thank you. God does not say ask once and you shall receive. He bids us ask. Unwearingly persist in prayer. The persistent asking brings the petitioner into more earnest attitude and gives him an increased desire to receive the things for which he asks. Christ said to Martha at the grave of Lazarus, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. John 11:40.
But many have not a living faith. This is why they do not see more of the power of God. Their weakness is the result of their unbelief. They have more faith in their own working than in the working of God for them. They take themselves into their own keeping. They play and devise, but pray little and have little real trust in God. They think they have faith, but it's only the impulse of the moment, failing to reality their own needs of God. Amen.
Kiki, you have to continue reading until you get to the word Lord. So God's willingness to give, you continue till the end of that sentence.
Okay. Sorry, my voice is leaving. The willingness to give. They do not persevere in keeping their request before the Lord. Our prayers are to be as earnest and persistent as was the petition of the needed friend who asked for the loaves of midnight. The more earnestly and steadily we ask, the closer will be our spiritual reunion with Christ. We shall receive increased blessing because we have increased faith. Our part is to pray and believe. Watch unto prayer. Watch and cooperate with the prayer hearing God. Bear in the mind that we are laborers together with God. Corinthians 3:9. Speak and act in harmony with your prayers. It will make an infinite difference with your whatever trail shall prove your faith to be generous or shown that your prayers are only a form. You want me to continue?
If you would like, dear ones. Otherwise, you can be able to always share. It depends if you would like to go on. It's up to you, dear sister.
Okay. When perplexities arise and difficulties confront you, look not for the help to humanity. Trust all with God. Amen. The praises of failing our difficulties to others only make us weak and bring no strength to them. It lies upon them the burden of our spiritual infirmities, which they cannot relieve. We seek the strength of earning fine men when we might have the strength of the unnearing infinity God. You need not to go to the end of the earth for wisdom, for God is near. Amen. It is not the capacity you know possesses or ever will have that will give you success. It is that which that the Lord can do for you. We need to have far less confidence in what the man can do and for more confidence in what God can do for every believing soul. He longs to have you reach after him by faith. He longs to have you expect great things from him. He longs to give you understanding in temporal as well as the spiritual manners. He can shape the intel. He can give stats and skills.
Skills.
The words are so small. Okay, I'm putting it a little bigger. But your talent into the work. Ask God for wisdom, please. And he will be giving you. Take the word of Christ as your assurance. Amen. Bubble down.
Take the word of Christ as your assurance. Has he not invited you to come unto him? Never allow yourself to talk in a hopeless, discouraged way. If you do, you will lose much. By looking at appearances and complaining when difficulties and pressure come, you give evidence of a sickly, enfeebled faith. Talk and act as if your faith was invincible. The Lord is rich in resources. He owns the world. Look heavenward in faith. Look to him who has light and power and efficiency.
Amen. Who would like to be able to share their thoughts? We have read quite a bit. There's so many meaty things that are being mentioned. Doesn't it make you remember where it says faith without works is dead? So in order for us to be able to see the works, we have to keep the faith on the Lord and trust in him on being faithful, because he is faithful. We are the one that are not faithful. So we're going to see the works in his perfect time. Who would like to share? Mm-hmm.
There is in genuine faith a buoyancy, a steadfastness of principle, a fixedness of purpose that neither time nor toil can weaken. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31.
There are many who long to help others, but they feel that they have no spiritual strength or light to impart. Let them present their petition to the throne of grace. Plead for the Holy Spirit. God stands back for every promise he has made. With your Bible in your hand, say, I have done as thou hast said. I present thy promise. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We must not only pray in Christ's name, but by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This explains what is meant when it is said that the Spirit make it intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. Such prayer God delights to answer when with the earnestness and intensity we breathe a prayer in the name of Christ, there is in that very intensity a pledge from God that he is about to answer our prayer, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3:20.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Christ has said, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24. Whatsoever ye ask, ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 14:13. And beloved John, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, speaks with great plainness and assurance. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. 1 John 5:14-15. Then press your petition to the Father in the name of Jesus. God with honor.
The rainbow round about the throne is an assurance that God is true, that in him is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We have sinned against him and are undeserving of his favor. Yet he himself puts into our lips the most wonderful of pleas. Do not abhor us for thy name's sake, Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. Jeremiah 14:21. When we come to him confessing our unworthiness and sin, he has pledged himself to give heed to our cry, and the honor of his throne is staked for the fulfillment of the word, his word unto us.
Continuing, like Aaron, who symbolized Christ, our Savior bears the name of all his people on his heart in the holy place. Our great high priest remembers all the words by which he has encouraged us to trust. He is ever mindful of his covenant.
All who seek of him shall find. All who knock will have the door open to them. The excuse will not be made. Trouble me not. The door is closed. I do not wish to open it. Never will one be told, I cannot help you. Those who beg at midnight for loaves to feed the hungry souls will be successful. In the parable, he who asks bread for the strangers receives as many as he needed. And in what measure will God impart to us that we may impart to others? I'm not sure if I should continue there. According to the measure of the gift of Christ, Ephesians 4:7, angels are watching with intense interest to see how man in dealing with his fellow men. When they see one manifest Christ-like sympathy for the erring, they press to his side.
Give us 1 minute here once, if we're having some technical difficulties, just give us a moment.
Dear ones, the internet went out, so our dear sister is trying to come back in. Please give us time, and we'll just keep in prayer at this moment. Praise God, they're coming back in now.
Sorry, dear ones, we had a cable situation. The cable went completely blank, so we all lost our signal. I will go back into our reading. And thank you for praying, dear ones. It was felt. We are on this section of our reading. And I believe our dear sister was going to share.
I can because I'm not in. So somebody could take over.
In that little section, until when I can bring up the computer she was reading from, in the parable, he who asks bread for the stranger receives as many as he needed. And in what measure will God impart to us that we may impart to others?
In the parable, he who asks bread for the strangers receives as many as he needed. And in what measure will God impart to us that we may impart to others? According to the measure of the gift of Christ, Ephesians 4:7, angels are watching with intense interest to see how man is dealing with his fellow men. When they see one manifest Christ-like sympathy for the erring, they press to his side and bring to his remembrance words to speak that will be as the bread of life to the soul. So God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Your testimony in its genuineness and reality, he will make powerful in the power of the life to come. The word of the Lord will be in your mouth as truth and righteousness.
And everyone, continue the reading. Personal effort for others should be received by much secret prayer. For it required great wisdom to understand the science of saving soul. Before communicating with man, commune with Christ at the throne of heaven, grace obtained a preparation for the ministry to the people.
Let your heart for the longing it has for God, for the living God. The life of Christ has shown what humanity can do by being partaker of the divine nature. All that Christ received from God, we too may have. then ask and receive. With the persevering faith of Jacob, with the unyielding persistence of Elijah, claim for yourself all that God has promised.
Let glorious conceptions of God possess your mind. Let your life be knit by hidden links to the life of Jesus. He who commanded the light to shine out of darkness is willing to shine in your heart to give the light of the knowledge of the God, of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will take the things of God and show them unto you, conveying them as a living power into the obedient heart. Christ will lead you to the threshold of the infinite. You may behold the glory beyond the veil and reveal to men the sufficiency of him who ever liveth to make intercession for us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to stop here, dear ones. And by God's grace, next Sabbath, we will continue with a new chapter, which is chapter 13, entitled Two Worshippers. And we are going to close our youth study. If anyone would like to be able to close our youth study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us through the day thus far, dear Father. Thank you for restoring the internet just now, dear Father, that the sermon may continue, dear Father. May you continue to lead us and guide us. Please protect all that are here, those that are listening, those that are not here, those that will be listening a later time. May you please be with each and every one of us. May you put your healing hands upon us, mind, body, and spirit, dear Father. May we meditate upon the words that we just partake of. May our faith look up to thee. May we hold steadfast to the beginning of our faith, dear Father. Trusting in you, even when we may not understand, holding on for dear life. Please forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Please continue to bless us and keep us throughout the day. Please sustain the internet and all the devices that are used for the furthering of your worship, not just for today, but going forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. And we are just going to close this little youth study with the scripture that was given in our reading. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Amen.
We are going to take like about 15 minutes before we begin our pre-recording section of our sermon.